such a good little boy, Maxim.
Good day to you,
Master Maximilian. Oh, Maxim, things get so complicated. Don't ever grow up. I love you. I love you very, very much.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
We present Robin Ellis as Maximilian West in Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life.
Beethoven. The Moonlight Sonata. Der Mondschein Sonata. Very beautiful. It's one of the first things I remember. Beethoven and warmth and comfort and safety. And blue. Blue silk, draped and long and flowing. Mother, Mutti.
Yes, Maxim, it's me. Don't be frightened.
I know.
I've come to say goodnight, mein Schatzi. Papa and I have to go out.
I can hear Papa.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yes, very beautiful.
Oh, Mäuschen. You're such a good little boy, Maxim. I love you very, very much.
I love you too, Misty.
Good night. Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams.
Ursula Westheim. Mutti. Her hands were so graceful. Long and slender. Westheim was our name then. A respected name too. A banking dynasty.
We have to be going. What's wrong? Ursula.
It's such a sad piece.
I thought you liked it.
I do. It's so lovely and delicate. But tonight it seems so sad.
Oh, my now. What's really wrong? What is it?
I wish we didn't have to go, Sigmund.
It's important that we make an appearance. We're expected. We can't snub the British ambassador.
There will be Nazis there.
There are Nazis everywhere these days. You mustn't let it concern you.
Of course it concerns me.
They were Jews in Berlin in 1938. And they were Germans too, real Germans. They were from great and ancient families, both of them. And my father was an important man to the government.
They need me, Ursi. They need the Westheim Bank and they need me.
Because of all your foreign connections. Yes, I know, I know.
So we are not at risk from the Nazis.
I detest them. I detest being anywhere near them.
I know, my love.
And tonight I have to smile and pretend to be enjoying myself. And just a few doors away, that odious man and his henchmen are planning God knows what.
What is it? Are you cold?
No, not cold.
Carl, stop the car, please. Darling, whatever's wrong?
Look at that.
What, the tear garden?
Yes. I never realized before.
What?
It's so lovely in the daylight. But now, Siggy, the trees look like skeletons. Black skeletons.
Quite a turnout.
Hey, Siggy, old man. And the gorgeous Ursula.
Good evening, Kurt.
Kurt.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Ursula, smile. This is a party. And now you're here. Then all's right with the world. Darling! Darling, it's simply fabulous to see you.
Good God. Where do those SS men find their women?
Madame, please.
Irina!
Hello, Ursula.
Princess Irina Trubetskoy. She fled from Russia with her mother when the Romanovs fell, 1917. Most of the rest of her family were murdered. Berlin was full of royal refugees then. Aunt Irina, she was to me, always laughing. A life full of tragedy. And she was always laughing.
What is it?
It amuses me that I'm only here because my mother married again. A Prussian nobleman for a stepfather evidently makes one instantly acceptable. When I was merely cousin to the late Tsar, I was nobody.
The way they think, it's appalling.
Actually, I was less than nobody. Foreign exiles are international garbage. That's the official label.
Guten Abend, Prinzessin.
Prinzessin.
Good evening. And that's Nazi garbage.
Be careful, Irina. You never know who's listening.
You're right. There are informers all over the place. Besides, this is a party. We should be happy. Everybody's happy in Berlin, isn't it right? Everyone's happy because Hitler doesn't want a war.
Please, let's not talk politics tonight. Not even here, where it's safe.
Talking politics is a dangerous game anywhere these days. Let's find ourselves some more champagne. Come here.
Willy!
What? Come here.
You told them we had to leave because you've got an early start.
So?
So this isn't leaving. Mm. Oh, and I've got to get up early too. You know how he wakes up at the crack of dawn.
I ought to. I've heard about it often enough.
Willy Herzog, are you jealous of a four-year-old?
Of course I am. He sees more of you than I do.
Oh, no, that's just silly. Of course he does.
Teddy. Theodora Stein. Her parents were dead. I suppose I must have known that then. But did I know what it meant? Really, no. She was the Vestheim's ward, and my nanny, I suppose. To me, she was just Teddy. The one who looked after me.
Now, come on, silly. We must go.
No.
Willy?
Not till I have said something.
What?
You know, I told you my father was trying to get visas so we could go to America.
And you could study to be a dentist, yes.
Doctor. Study to be a doctor. Oh. Well, I would like to go to America. I do want to go, but I don't want to leave you, Teddy.
Really?
I love you, Teddy. I do. I love you. And well, I was thinking. I was hoping. Miss Stein.
Philly, is this a proposal?
Yes. Yes, it's a proposal.
Philly, I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
But. We're only 19.
Well, don't you love me then?
I think I do.
Teddy.
Yes. Yes, I do love you.
Oh, Teddy, And will you marry me? Will you meet me under the chuppah and become my wife?
Yes, Billy Herzog, I will. Oh. Oh, it's cold.
Yes.
It's going to be freezing on the bike.
Well, you'll just have to hold on tight for warmth, won't you?
What was that?
What? I didn't hear anything. That was glass breaking.
Hey, you! You boy!
Oh, my God.
Teddy, get back into the porch. Hide.
What are you doing, sir, boy?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing, huh? Is this a Jewish house? Are you Jew, huh? Let me get you into the light.
Let him go!
You come out here.
Let him go at once. We haven't done anything.
Ah, so I've got two of you. Stinking, shitty little Jews.
What kind of a thing is that to say? We're not Jews. We're good Catholics and good Germans and good Nazis, too. Long live our magnificent Führer. Heil Hitler! I said Heil Hitler. Why didn't you respond? Are you a loyal party member? My father is SS Gruppenführer Schmidt. He's a good friend of Himmler's. And he'll be very interested in you, Corporal. What's your name? Well?
Go home, the two of you, huh? Go home and quickly, too. Things will be happening soon. We're after Jews tonight, yeah?
Teddy, that was incredible.
Come on, Billy. Hurry. We've got to get away from here.
I saw it.
The shops and the houses and Billy, the people.
I saw it. Teddy, you've got to pull yourself together. I can't drive with you like this, and we mustn't stop here.
Oh, now what?
I don't know. Lights. They've turned on lights.
Those aren't lights.
Teddy?
Those aren't lights. Wait here.
What are you doing?
I have to know.
Teddy, for God's sake, come back.
No!
Teddy!
Oh, Billy. Billy. God forgive me that I denied my religion, Willie. They've set fire to the synagogue.
Drink this. Go on, all of it. How could you do something that dangerous?
I didn't know what else to do.
If he'd suspected. Stormtroopers have been known to kill people for less.
Teddy did what she thought was best. And you certainly used your wits.
Thank you, sir.
But I don't think you should tempt Providence again.
Yes, I realized that.
You say the streets around here are quiet?
Yes.
Then Willie should have got home with no problems. And my mother's house is safe, thank God.
I don't think I'll ever forget this. Not as long as I live.
I don't think anyone will. What can you see?
More fires.
More? Oh, God.
This is the beginning.
The beginning? The beginning of what?
The beginning of the end of the Jews in Germany.
The beginning of the end. Kristallnacht. That's what they called it. Crystal night. Because of all the broken glass, I suppose. Crystal night. A beautiful name for a filthy deed. I don't remember it, not really, except maybe for one thing. I had a nightlight by my bed, just a very dim glow in the darkness. I remember seeing Mutti and Teddy looking down at me. They must have come in to see if I was all right, and they were crying.
How is she now?
Over the worst of it, I think. And Maxim's fast asleep. Oh, God, Ziggy.
Perhaps it's just rowdies, out of control.
With stormtroopers involved? No. This is more serious than anything we've seen before. This is the government's doing.
Not necessarily.
Ziggy, stop trying to protect me. Stop telling me what you think I want to hear.
I'm sorry. I only meant the best for you.
I know. Give me your hand.
There.
Ziggy, we have to leave. We have to leave the house, the bank, the art collection, everything. We have to leave all our possessions and we have to get out of Germany.
Yes. You're right. The entire family must go. And Teddy, too. It'll take time to arrange it. Can she keep it secret, do you think?
Of course she can.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I have to get exit visas.
But the government has stopped issuing. How will you manage it?
I don't know. Not yet.
Oh, Ziggy.
But I will, and soon. I've got one thing in my favor, at least.
Money.
Money.
Oh, Maxine, don't ever grow up. I mean it. Things get so complicated. Willie wants me to marry him. I'm going to marry him. I said yes, but I've got to go away with you to be safe and to look after you. And I want to do that too. Oh, God, I don't know what to do.
Princess.
Good morning, Herr Westheim.
Come in, please. Oh, thank you, Kirsten.
Herr Director.
Have a seat, Irina.
Thank you. It's good of you to see me at such short notice.
Oh, my pleasure. How is your mother?
Very well, thank you. And yours?
Not in the best of health, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Is this room safe?
Yes, it is.
Good. This is the information you need.
Maxim! You go and finish off the snowman. We'll come and help you in a minute, won't we, Billy?
Of course we will.
All right.
Now, what's the matter? What's wrong?
My father couldn't get the visas for America.
Oh.
But he's been promised one for Palestine. Just one.
And he wants you to use it?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Then you must.
I can't. Not without you. I won't leave you here.
I'll be all right.
How can you say that after what's been happening?
I'll be all right.
How do you know? Have you got plans of your own or something? What?
Oh, Willie. I can't tell you. I'm sorry.
You can't tell me because there aren't any plans. You're just saying it to make me go away somewhere safe without you.
No. No. All right, all right. I'll tell you. You know my Aunt Ketty.
In London?
Yes, well, she's trying to get me a visa to go to England.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I don't know. I didn't know about your visa, did I? How could I tell you I'd be safe before I knew you would be too?
Oh, Teddy.
So you see, you have to go. We'll both be all right. And we'll meet up again when this whole mess is over. And then we'll go to America. Together.
Oh, Teddy. I love you.
Come on!
That's Ziggy, old man!
Oh, no. Not now.
Oh. It's bitter, isn't it?
Yes.
I called this December for years, I dare say.
Yes. Look, Kurt, nice running into you. Give my love to Arabella. I have to go.
I quite agree. It's far too cold to stand chatting. I'll walk with you.
No. Look, Kurt, I don't mean to be rude, but... Well, the fact is...
Relax, Ziggy. The blue gentians are not in bloom in the Tear Garden today.
You? You're my contact.
Let's walk.
Kurt von Wittingen?
Yes.
And it was Irina who put you in touch with him?
Somehow I just knew she was the right person to go to.
So the rumors are true. There really are, what's the right word, underground movements in Berlin, helping to get people out.
Yes, there are.
Oh, Siggy, Maxim's going to be safe. Our little boy's going to be safe. And that's all that matters.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Elecheinu Melech Ha'alam, Asher Ketzanu, Mitzovot Havritzanu, Lachadlik Nersheya Shabbat.
Amen.
Amen.
Friday was my favorite night of the week. On Fridays, I was allowed to have dinner in the big dining room at the old polished table, instead of in the nursery. On Fridays, I got to stay up late.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'alom.
And on Fridays, we had the rituals of the Sabbath. Lovely words. Like music.
Amen.
Amen.
Break the bread.
The food was always all the things I liked best. And I was sharing it with the four people I loved most in all the world. Mutti, Papa, Teddy, and my grandmother.
Maximilian!
Gangan!
Good day to you, Master Maximilian.
Good day, Grandmama.
Gangan. She always wore a black silk dress and a long string of pearls. I used to think they looked like peas, white peas, and that her skin was like scrunched up paper and her eyes were like blue pebbles. She treated me so, oh, I don't know, so seriously, not like a four-year-old. I used to say to her, Gangan, can I ask you something? And she would always say,
anything in the whole world, Maxim.
And she probably meant it too. So I asked her about everything, about my grandfather. He died when I was two. About heaven, about the bank where he'd worked and my father worked, about money.
Here you are, Maxim. Here is your Friday pocket money.
Thank you, Grandmama. 4 marks. The year before, it had been 3.
And next year, it will be 5.
And then 6, and then 7, and then 8, and...
Oh. Oh.
Gangan, what's the matter? Are you going to cry?
No. No, of course not.
You mustn't be sad. I love you, Gangan.
And I love you, Maxim. I love you so much.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Elecheinu Melech Ha'alom, Asher Ketzanu, Mitzovot Havritzanu, Lahadlik Neshel Shabbos.
Yes. Ah, Teddy.
He's ready, Herr Wertheim.
Splendid. Come in, Maxime.
Papa.
Thank you, Teddy.
Sir.
Now, Maxime.
Yes, Papa.
Do you remember what we talked about yesterday? about the standards I want you to have when you're a big boy and when you're a man.
Yes, Papa.
Do you still have the words I wrote down for you?
Yes, Papa.
Very good. Now, tonight I'm going to give you some more words.
Good.
Maxime, you're very young for all this. But it's important. Very important. And there's a special reason why I'm telling you this now. After we've talked, I'll write the new words down for you, just like before. And what will we do with them?
Keep them safe, Papa. Keep them very safe.
A gentleman must never do anything that is cruel or wicked or unjust. A gentleman must never tell a lie, unless it is to save his life or the lives of others. A gentleman must have valor, honor, and nobility.
Siggy, come to bed.
I'm sorry. Darling, there's something I have to tell you. I heard from Kurt today.
The visas. He can't get the visas.
No, that's not it.
So he can get them. Oh, thank God, thank God. I've been so worried.
I know, I know. Ursie, listen.
What is it? What's wrong?
I told him I wanted to get the whole family out. My sisters, my mother, everyone.
And? Siggy, can he get the visas or can't he? Oh, God, Siggy.
Come on now. It won't be for long.
You can't know that. You can't.
Yes, I can. Kurt got us three. He can get us the rest.
No.
Moshin, come on.
All right, Moshin. Siggy.
Get on that train. Get our son and Teddy to safety and yourself, too.
Oh, my dear.
I love you, Ursula.
And I love you, Siggy. With all my heart. With all my heart.
Goodbye, Herr Wertheim.
For now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Maxim.
Bye, Papa. Goodbye. Please come soon. Come soon.
I shall. I promise. I promise.
Please, please.
Darling, he's gone.
It was the last time I ever saw him.
In part one of Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life, Maximilian West was played by Robin Ellis and Little Maxim by William Nichols Rose. Ursula Wertheim, Susanna Corbett, Sigmund Wertheim, Johan Meredith, Frau Wertheim, Sonia Fraser, Theodora, Emma Fielding, Princess Irina Trubetskoy, Dorothy Tutin, Willy Herzog, Kim Wall, Kurt von Wittingen, Stephen Critchlow, Hitler, Sean Baker, the Stormtrooper, Chris Pavlow, the Nazi, Mark Bonner. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam. The Women in His Life is dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.